Harper Audio presents A King's Ransom by James Crepando, performed by John Bedford Lloyd. Some called it a crown jewel. Others said it was a diamond in the rough, with the emphasis on rough. Cartagena was one of the Caribbean's most striking port cities, a special blend of colonial heritage, natural beauty, and salsa into the wee hours. Yet beyond the hopeful hype of tourist agents, lurked an element of danger that was a fact of life in modern-day Colombia, especially for an American. Matthew Ray had visited Colombia before and was aware of the tragic headlines. 11 sport fishermen kidnapped on their boat off Barranquilla. Busloads of children commandeered on their way to school in Ocaña, north of Bogota. More than 100 churchgoers taken at gunpoint in the middle of a Catholic mass in Cali. As a businessman, Matthew didn't deny the risks of a country besieged by four decades of civil war. As a fisherman, he savored the natural beauty, albeit from a half mile offshore. Matthew was in the commercial fishing business, which was big business indeed. He'd started his company in Miami with a rusted but trusted old lobster boat and a mountain of debt. 20 years later, he was part owner of Ray's Seafood Company with 40 boats and 2 processing plants in Nicaragua. With the United States importing more than 18 million pounds of edible fish weekly from Central and South America, he was always looking for new equipment, opportunities for expansion. It was that kind of thinking that had brought him to Colombia. Hector! He shouted. Hector Diaz was one of 6 Nicaraguan crewmen that Matthew had brought to Cartagena to overhaul 3 old shrimp boats and bring them back to the Mosquito Coast. They were the Nina, the Pinta, and the Coco Loco. All 3 were anchored side by side in the bay like a pontoon bridge, close enough together for the workers to step from one to the next. A noisy generator on the Pinta, the middle boat, powered the working lights and welding tools for all 3, making it impossible for Matthew to be heard from one boat to the next. He switched off the generator. The lights went out, the noise stopped. It was just past sunset, but the afterglow afforded just enough natural light for the men to see each other. "You done fixing the head yet?" asked Matthew. Hector had been working on the plumbing all afternoon. "All but the marble tile and color bidet, boss." He was a habitual wisecracker, but worth the trouble, as he and his son Levon could be trusted to sail just about anything from Punto A to Punto B, even 3 old shrimp boats. Hector was half Mosquito Indian, and in Matthew's book, the Mosquitoes were the greatest fishermen on earth. He envied Hector. Fishing had been a long tradition in the Diaz family, passed on from father to son for generations of Mosquitoes. Matthew